Welcome to this deep dive. If you're a lawyer listening to this, you're probably very familiar with a very specific recurring type of guilt.
Oh, absolutely. The marketing guilt.
Right. It's the guilt of knowing you need to record marketing videos, actually scheduling the time to do it.
And then canceling at the absolute last minute.
Exactly. Canceling because, well, a client emergency flared up or trial prep ran long.
It happens all the time.
It does. So today, we're exploring a massive paradigm shift in how law firms handle their marketing, specifically video. Our mission today is to figure out why the traditional approach to attorney video is just functionally dead.
Yeah, and more importantly, what just replaced it in 2025.
Right. And we're pulling our insights today from a really fascinating article on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
It's a great breakdown. They detail exactly how technology is completely rewriting the rules of client acquisition.
Yeah, and we will be mentioning the author just dissecting the insights, but it's really eye-opening because every lawyer knows they should be doing video, but almost none of them do it consistently.
No, because it's a profound shift we're analyzing here. Mm. We're moving away from treating content creation as like a test of an attorney's willpower, right?
Right.
And finally looking at it as a structural engineering problem.
Okay, let's start right there with the structural side of things.
Right.
Because diagnosing the failure of the old model is really the only way to understand why the new technology is so disruptive.
Definitely.
We're moving from the symptom, which is, you know, you, the listener, looking at your dormant YouTube channel, to the actual root cause.
Yeah, because for years, the industry consensus was just, find the time.
Just work harder.
Exactly. If a firm was bringing in $500,000 to $1 million in revenue, the assumption was, well, they just need to be more disciplined about getting in front of a camera.
Which fundamentally misdiagnoses the reality of practicing law.
Hmm.
The old video marketing model for a lawyer, to me, it's like a New Year's resolution gym membership.
Well, that's a perfect analogy.
Right. Like, it sounds great in theory. You buy the gear, you block out the time. But the minute a heavy caseload hits, it is the very first thing to get dropped.
Always. Because the standard model for attorney video basically asks a lawyer to operate two completely different businesses simultaneously.
Yeah.
On one hand, you have the emergency room, the law firm. You're billing hours, managing heavy casework, absorbing the crises of your clients.
You're putting out fires.
Right. And on the other hand, you're supposed to be running a daily television broadcast. The marketing side.
And when a trauma patient rolls into the emergency room, the television broadcast goes dark. I mean, you can't do both.
You really can't. That is the structural incompatibility right there. The old model requires scheduling a recording session, usually a half day at a studio or bringing a crew into the office.
Which is incredibly disruptive.
It's huge disruption. The attorney has to prep the topics, switch out of lawyer mode and into presenter mode.
Which are very different modes.
Very different. Then record and then wait for an agency to edit and publish. And, you know, it might work once or twice.
Sure, in a slow month.
Right. But eventually a deposition runs 3 hours long or trial prep absorbs an entire week.
And because lawyers are ethically bound and professionally bound, really to prioritize the client's legal emergency, the marketing shoot is always the first thing jettisoned.
Always. And the financial reality compounds this too.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
Well, if an attorney bills at, say, $400 an hour, a four-hour studio session isn't just costing them the videographer's fee.
It's costing them $1,600 in lost billable time.
Exactly. Plus the mental friction of context switching. A marketing strategy that requires an attorney to periodically stop practicing law and stop billing hours is, frankly, a strategy designed to fail.
It's a structural inevitability. Which leaves you with that classic, highly relatable scenario. You've got a beautifully polished cinematic introduction video from 4 years ago sitting on the homepage.
With the old haircut.
Right. And absolutely zero ongoing content to show that the firm is active or adapting or engaged with current legal issues.
The dreaded dormant channel. And I want to stress, it happens to incredibly successful, highly competent attorneys. It's not a personal failing.
So, okay, if we accept that video is structurally impossible for busy lawyers to maintain, it raises a pretty obvious question.
Which is?
Why not just pivot entirely? Like, if you're a lawyer struggling with this, why not just channel all that energy into writing incredibly detailed, authoritative blog posts? Why is video the one medium that law firms simply cannot afford to abandon?
Ah, well, that comes down to the psychology of the modern prospective client.
Okay, unpack that for us.
The insights from Forward Push really emphasize a specific type of trust that techs simply cannot replicate. You have to remember, when a person is searching for an attorney, they are almost never in a calm, rational state of mind.
Right, they're not casually browsing.
Exactly. They are dealing with a life-altering injury, a contentious divorce, a business-threatening dispute. It's a very high-stakes decision journey.
And a text-heavy bio page,
mm-hmm.
even one with like a massive list of impressive accolades, doesn't really address that emotional state.
No, it doesn't bridge the human gap. Prospective clients need to know who is going to be standing next to them in a courtroom or across the table in a negotiation.
They want to read the person.
Yes. They're looking for behavioral cues.
Yeah.
How does this attorney explain complex problems? Do they speak with confidence?
Do they sound empathetic or are they purely clinical?
Right. And video allows a prospect to evaluate all those nuances instantly.
But let me push back on that premise just a bit, because if you're an attorney listening to this, you might be thinking, my track record speaks for itself. I secure massive settlements or I win impossible verdicts.
The results-driven argument.
Exactly. Does it actually matter if I have a good on-camera presence if I'm a killer in the courtroom?
It absolutely matters, because courtroom skills are what win the case, but video is what gets the client to pick up the phone in the first place.
Oh, okay.
You could be the most brilliant litigator in your jurisdiction, but if a prospect feels a stronger parasocial connection to a competitor who clearly articulated their exact problem in a 5-minute video.
That competitor's getting the consultation.
100%.
And just to clarify, parasocial connection, meaning the prospect feels like they already have a relationship with the attorney, even though they've never actually met.
Yes, exactly. The data shows that a prospect who consumes, say, 15 minutes of an attorney explaining their practice area on video, they arrive at the initial consultation fundamentally changed.
Really? Like, how so?
Well, they do not behave like a cold lead who just clicked a directory link. They walk in feeling like they already know the attorney.
Wow.
Yeah. Video compresses the sales cycle by building that familiarity up front.
So they are essentially pre-sold on the working relationship before they even sit down in the waiting room.
That is the raw power of the medium. And there's a compounding return on investment here, too.
Like an evergreen effect.
Exactly. A video explaining comparative negligence or child custody modifications, it doesn't expire. It sits on YouTube or the firm's website, continuously driving views, lifting time on-site metrics, and building trust month after month.
So the attorneys who figure this out and consistently publish become the undeniable authority in their market.
While the ones who can't sustain the schedule just fade into the background.
Okay, so we've established a complete stalemate here. We have an incredibly high-value medium that is simultaneously impossible to maintain due to the structural realities of practicing law.
The immovable object meets the unstoppable force.
Right. So something had to break the bottleneck. Let's move into the technological shift that happened in 2025.
Yes. The breaking point was the evolution of AI video generation. And we really have to draw a hard line here between what AI video was before 2025 and what it became in 2025.
Because pre-2025, if we're being totally honest, it was rough.
It was.
It was mostly a novelty.
Oh, it was heavily entrenched in the uncanny valley. You had these avatars that looked just human enough to be recognizable, but the micro expressions were missing. The blinking was weird.
And the voices. They sounded synthesized, lacking the natural breath patterns and the tonal shifts of a real person.
Exactly. It was actively detrimental to trust building, which entirely defeats the purpose for an attorney.
But the threshold crossed into professional territory recently. And the breakdown we're analyzing from Forward Push highlights a very specific solution they developed called Counsel Twin AI.
Yes.
Break down the mechanics of this for us, because this seems to bypass that structural failure we talked about earlier.
It does. Counsel Twin AI fundamentally rewrites the architecture of production. Instead of an attorney battling their calendar every single month to record, they do one single capture session.
Wait, just to be absolutely clear on the mechanics here, one session, ever?
One session. The attorney sits down, and the system performs a precision capture. It's not just filming them reading a script. It's mapping the nodes of their face, capturing their specific physical mannerisms.
Like how they move their hands or tilt their head.
Exactly. And analyzing their unique vocal cadence, it learns how they naturally string words together when they're explaining a concept they're deeply familiar with.
That's wild.
And from that single foundational capture, the system can generate a continuous stream of new scripts, formats, and topics indefinitely.
Okay, I have to pause you there. Because if I'm a lawyer whose entire livelihood depends on my professional reputation, this sounds incredibly risky.
How do you mean?
Is this just generating a stiff, generic deepfake of me reading a dry legal template? Because if the avatar sounds like an automated customer service menu, it's going to destroy the very trust we just said video is supposed to build.
That is the most critical distinction to make here, and it's why the production standard is the entire ballgame. The technology alone isn't enough. It's how the technology is directed. The team behind Council Twin AI isn't just running software. They are the same team that produced an actual Super Bowl commercial for Buckley Law Offices.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're talking about a broadcast television standard of quality control.
Yes. The strategy dictates the tech, not the other way around. They don't just feed a Wikipedia article into the avatar and hit export.
Thank goodness.
Right. They build a hyper-specific content strategy based on actual search behavior, intake patterns, and the firm's specific positioning.
Give me an example of how that tailoring actually works in practice, like firm to firm.
Sure. So if the system is generating content for a personal injury attorney, the scripts and the delivery are calibrated to address the immediate fears and logistical panic of someone who is just in a car accident.
So the tone would be reassuring but authoritative.
Precisely. Conversely, if it's a family law practice, the content focuses on the emotional realities of asset division or custody, and the avatar's delivery reflects that necessary empathy.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, the system is producing nuanced, practice area specific content across multiple formats: YouTube videos, audio snippets, short form clips for social media.
All using the attorney's exact likeness and voice.
Without the attorney ever having to step back in front of a camera.
That completely eliminates the calendar friction.
Exactly.
The recording session never gets canceled because the recording session already happened once, months ago.
It permanently isolates the marketing production from the chaotic reality of the legal practice.
Okay, let's ground this in a practical, real-world application. We've explored the mechanics of the capture and the quality standard, but what does the actual day-to-day deployment look like for a swamped attorney?
The source material illustrates this beautifully with what they call the Tuesday scenario.
Walk us through the Tuesday scenario.
Okay, imagine it's Tuesday morning. The attorney is completely absorbed in a complex trial. Their phone is off. They are entirely focused on cross-examining a witness.
High stakes, totally unavailable.
Right. While they are standing in that courtroom, the Council Twin AI system automatically publishes a fully scripted, pre-approved video to YouTube. Let's say the video is a detailed explanation of how comparative negligence works in their specific state.
So the attorney had zero active involvement in that execution that morning?
None. Now, simultaneously, a prospective client who was involved in a collision over the weekend is sitting at home scrolling through YouTube trying to figure out if they have a viable case.
And they search for their specific problem.
And they find that exact video. They watch it. They hear the attorney's voice. They see their mannerisms. And they experience that parasocial trust building we discussed earlier.
So the video is doing the heavy lifting of the initial consultation.
It does. But it goes a step further. The video directs the prospect to the law firm's website. And once they arrive, they don't just hit a static, boring contact form.
Right.
They engage with a feature called Sidebar AI.
I saw that term in the breakdown. Mechanically, how does Sidebar AI function? Is it just a standard chatbot?
Oh, it's far more sophisticated than a standard chatbot. Sidebar AI is an interactive module trained specifically on the firm's approved legal content and the attorney's established viewpoints.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. So when the prospect asks a specific question about their accident on the website, Sidebar AI provides an immediate, highly relevant answer using the firm's actual knowledge base.
So it bridges the gap. The video builds the emotional trust, and the Sidebar AI handles the immediate logistical questions at, say, 2 a.m. when the human staff is asleep.
Exactly. By the time Monday rolls around and the law firm's intake team opens the office, that prospect is already convinced. They call to hire the firm.
Wow.
The attorney acquired a new client, built massive authority in their market, and answered complex questions, all while they were physically standing in a courtroom trying a completely different case.
I mean, that is the ultimate leverage.
And this structural loop is what Forward Push defines as case gravity. It's an integrated mechanism.
Case gravity. I like that.
Yeah, when you remove the human bottleneck from content creation, the volume of high-quality video output just naturally increases. That output drives more traffic, which feeds the interactive AI tools on the site, which increases client conversion.
It's flywheel.
Exactly. Every month the system runs, the firm's library of assets grows heavier, pulling more market share toward it.
Meanwhile, their competitors are still looking at their calendars, trying to figure out how to squeeze a 2-hour shoot into a 60-hour work week.
It's an exponential compounding advantage.
But, you know, up until this point, we have really only discussed the impact this has on human psychology, like building trust with the people who will eventually sign a retainer.
Right.
But there's another layer to this, though. A hidden audience that is aggressively evaluating these videos.
Oh, this might be the most crucial shift for the future of legal marketing.
Yep.
The hidden audience is the machines themselves. We have to look at how AI search engines evaluate authority.
Yes. Break down this concept of AI search signals, because the mechanics of SEO are completely transforming right now.
For years, SEO was relatively straightforward. You put specific keywords on a text-heavy website, you built some backlinks, and Google's algorithm matched the user's query to your text.
The old reliable method.
Right. But modern search behavior is shifting toward AI overviews, ChatGPT, and tools like Perplexity. And these AI systems do not just scan for keywords. They evaluate something known as entity authority.
Entity authority. Okay. How does an AI calculate how authoritative a specific lawyer is?
Think of entity authority like a massive digital spider web. Every piece of content a law firm puts out is an anchor point.
Okay.
A firm that only has a bio page and a few text articles has a very flimsy web, but an attorney who has a rich multi-format presence, meaning they have high quality text, dozens of localized videos on YouTube with strong watch time metrics, and transcribed audio content.
They've built an incredibly dense, robust web.
Precisely. So when the AI crawler is trying to answer a user's prompt, it plucks that web and feels the resonance of all those different media types confirming the lawyer's expertise.
That makes a lot of sense. So if a user asks ChatGPT, who is the most knowledgeable personal injury attorney in Chicago for commercial trucking accidents?
The AI cross-references all available data. It sees that attorney A has a website, but it sees that attorney B has a website, 40 highly engaged videos explaining trucking regulations, and consistent multi-platform activity.
So the AI assigns higher entity authority to attorney B and surfaces them as the definitive recommendation.
Exactly. It's a massive shift.
There is a massive irony here that I think we need to highlight.
What's that?
You are essentially using an AI system, Counsel Twin AI, to automatically generate a massive volume of video content, specifically so that a different AI system like Google Overviews or ChatGPT will recognize your authority and recommend you to a human client.
It is an entirely closed loop. AI producing content to signal authority to other AI, which ultimately drives human revenue.
It's brilliant, but it's kind of wild to think about.
It really is. And prior to 2025, building the level of multi-format presence required to trigger that entity authority meant an attorney had to become a full-time digital creator.
Which, as we established, was structurally impossible for a practicing lawyer.
But by utilizing a digital twin, the lawyer achieves multi-format dominance without sacrificing a single billable hour. It completely changes the calculus of firm growth.
So the barrier to entry for consistent high-quality video is essentially gone.
It is. The friction has been entirely engineered out of the process.
So if you're an attorney listening to this, and you've been beating yourself up for the last 3 years because you can't maintain a YouTube schedule, the takeaway here is profound.
Absolutely.
You don't lack discipline. You're just using a broken structural model. The days of feeling guilty for canceling recording sessions are over. A single afternoon capture session can now power your entire market presence indefinitely.
It certainly solves the production problem. But, you know, looking at the trajectory of this technology, it raises a rather provocative question about the future of the attorney-client relationship itself.
Ooh, I'm curious to hear where you think this is heading.
Well, we operate on the assumption right now that the AI avatar's job is purely top-of-funnel marketing, right?
Getting the human to call the firm so they can talk to the real human lawyer.
Exactly. But if an AI can perfectly replicate an attorney's face, their cadence, and their empathetic delivery, and if it's trained comprehensively on the firm's specific legal logic, how long until a nervous prospective client actually prefers interacting with the avatar?
Wait, really? You're suggesting the client might not want to wait for the human.
Think about the friction of hiring a lawyer. A client has an emergency at 11 p.m. on a Friday. Under the traditional model, they have to leave a voicemail, wait until Monday, and maybe get a calendar slot for a consultation 3 weeks out.
Which is agonizing when you're in a panic.
Exactly. But if that same client can log on to the website, initiate a secure two-way video call, and have a 24/7 face-to-face consultation with the attorney's counsel Twin AI,
wow,
getting immediate reassurance and actionable guidance in the middle of the night, they might actually find that vastly superior to waiting for the human counterpart.
That completely inverts our assumptions about technology. We always assume people will tolerate AI, but ultimately crave human connection.
That's right.
But in a high-stress legal emergency, the immediacy and the 24/7 availability of the avatar might actually be the preferred client experience.
It's highly probable.
That is a fascinating concept to leave our listeners with. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And to you listening, hopefully this breakdown encourages you to stop fighting the structural realities of your practice. Stop feeling guilty about those missed recording sessions and start looking at the technological systems that can build your authority while you are busy actually practicing law. We will catch you on the next one.